Government figures show that Bulawayo has surpassed Harare to become the epicenter of COVID-19 in the country. The city last week recorded the highest confirmed cases in a single day, with 3 deaths, 231 COVID-19 cases. Zimbabwe now has 2,704 confirmed cases with 36 deaths and 542 recoveries as of yesterday. Neighboring South Africa nearly has 440,000 cases with about 7,000 related deaths. One concern for Bulawayo is that about 115 health workers have been infected with COVID-19, or 19% of the city's total cases. The Bulawayo Health Services Department says 51 student nurses are among those infected, with along with 37 registered nurses and 7 nurse aides and 4 doctors. Health authorities yesterday said the city's greatest number of infections are in the suburbs of Caudry Park, Magwegwe West, Ngolumane and Enganwini. The institutions that have become hotspots for infections include Mpilo Central Hospital, United Bulawayo Hospitals, Kame Maximum Prison and Bulawayo Prison. The government has issued new regulations to curtail movement into town through roadblocks. However, it appears business continues as usual in the city center. Observers say that Matabeleland as a region is especially vulnerable to COVID-19 infections, given the economic downturn and high unemployment, which compels residents to go to town to seek informal employment. Socio-political analyst Effie Ngowe also says area residents need to be aware of the risk posed by the number of people crossing the nearby border with South Africa.
A lot of young people earn their living in South Africa. The unemployment rate has always been very high in Matabeleland, and that has led many people crossing the Limpopo River to work in South Africa. But at a time like this, when South Africa is the fourth most infected country in the world, that connection with South Africa becomes a huge disservice, the vulnerability point for Bulawayo and Matabeleland. So there is always going to be that particular vulnerability for this region. Anything that happens in South Africa is definitely going to be a factor in the Matabeleland region.
Ngobe says that locals are carrying on with their lives and are not observing the lockdown rules. Tembelane Dube of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, BPRA, agrees.
You find that the majority of those who are engaged in informal trading, they are usually crowded in those spots. You talk of areas like Osekusile, areas like Ntemba, Pumla East, talk of areas like Country Park. You find a lot of people crowding there, selling. And also we found that there are a lot of people who seem to be going to town for no apparent reason at times, because the majority of the masses tend to just enjoy being in those zoopkopasis. But in reality, we are saying that only the essential staff, those who are working in the essential services, are supposed to be the ones that are going there.
But Dube knows that there are reasons for many people to be out.
But then at the same time, we are saying that our economy is mainly informal, so we cannot blame them 100%. Most of them have to go into town to find something, maybe to resell at the end of the day. And at the same time, we find that when these lockdown regulations are being pronounced, they are usually given at least 24 hours or less. And then we find that we have people with medical needs, and they will be forced to travel to town. At the same time, we have water challenges, and people are likely to be moving around looking for water in those different boreholes. At the same time, they tend to crowd boreholes, and thus exposing them to COVID-19.
Dr. Agnes Mahomva, who is the chief coordinator for the national response to the pandemic, has deplored the lack of public support for the health regulations in Bulawayo. Some residents say they fear the situation is a powder keg that could explode unless public attitudes change and coronavirus control measures are enforced. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo.